The Truth News Network. Getting tired of only spin while looking for just the news? No spin, just truth. Every day on TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show today. We're going to have a good time. I am reminded, don't know why I'm reminded, I don't know why I thought of this, but all I can think of today is Mr. Rogers. You remember that song? It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, and won't you be my neighbor? It seems like in Washington, D.C., that should be what our elected politicians are doing every day, is welcoming each other and welcoming us. But it is hatred, anger, everywhere, all day long. And today we're going to leave Washington, D.C. in a way. We're going to talk about something that is still very important to every United States taxpayer, every United States legal resident. And today's story is titled Money, Money, Money. Now, nobody can give us an exact number of how many illegal aliens live in the United States. There's just no way to gauge it. Some say 10 million, some say 12. A recent study shows 20 million plus illegals in the United States. What we do know, folks, is there are a bunch of them. And primarily they come from South America. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered what happens to the money illegal migrants make while working in the United States? Think about that. They pour in across the southern border almost unimpeded. And they come here, as we all know, primarily for economic opportunities, jobs. It's common knowledge that, for decades, the primary reason for their being here is to find better employment than that available to them in their home countries, especially Mexico. Having the ability to almost at will cross the U.S. southern border, it's common for those illegals to find mostly blue-collar jobs that pay far more than are available to them in Mexico. Unfortunately, many employers in the U.S. find it tempting to take advantage of those workers and U.S. law. How do they do this? By paying those migrants lower than normal wages and paying many in cash. When they pay in cash, it saves companies millions in required Medicare, Social Security, and federal unemployment employer matching fees and deductions from the pay given to those illegals. Cash payments allow migrants to get these jobs and employers to bypass federal and state employment laws by not enrolling these workers in the quote-unquote system. A large majority of these illegals send a portion of their earnings back to Mexico to family members. That's why they're here in the first place. It is shocking to know how many U.S. dollars head directly to Mexico before ever being spent one time in the U.S. in this fashion every year. You're going to be shocked. It's billions. And we know how much it is because transferring almost 99% of those dollars that end up going from the U.S. to Mexico, almost all of it is trackable. And how much is it? How much is it, really? Mexicans sent home $26.1 billion from January to November in 2017. Doesn't count December, so there's even more than that. That's according to figures released by the Central Bank of Mexico. That's the most ever recorded and better than the $24.1 billion sent in 2016 over the same period. Most of the cash sent to Mexico by Mexicans living in the U.S. is transferred by undocumented workers. A survey by Inter-American Dialogue of remittances to Mexico found that 67% were sent by these individuals living in the U.S. Of all the remittances sent to 11 countries in Latin America from the U.S., Mexico received the largest share by far at 36%, four times more than the closest competitor, Guatemala, at 9%, the survey found. remittances to Latin America and the Caribbean, which exceed $70 billion, are playing a key role in the region's economic development, according to the Institute's recent remittances scorecard. The majority of remittances to Mexico, 88.2%, are sent using the services of companies like MoneyGram and Western Union. It's said that the cash transfer industry has expanded dramatically and now helps migrants in the U.S. pay their bills in Latin America. Think about that. You don't have to have a checking account, which requires, you know, legal documentation, trackable services, identity, and all those kind of things. You can take cash and go into a MoneyGram outlet or a Western Union. Almost every grocery store or convenience store has one. And simply send money. They're actually setting it up now, MoneyGram and Western Union, so illegals can pay their bills in Latin America electronically. But while services have expanded, the cost of sending money to Latin America and the Caribbean has dropped to below 5% of the transfer amount. Ira Melman, media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, says the cash transfers reveal a hidden cost of illegal immigration because you have millions of dollars being taken out of local communities. In a few moments, we're going to give you examples of exactly what this means. Remittances being sent out of the country represent a substantial economic impact on local communities because that money is not circulating there, Melman said. On top of that, a lot of the people generating this money are working off the books and there are no payroll taxes being taken. On the front page of the website of this story, I actually included a chart that shows how much money in 2017 came out of the United States by states. And of course, you can imagine California is the biggest originator of funds going to Mexico from illegals. It was $1.7 billion. Texas was second with $851 million. Data gathered by the Mexican government and BBVA Research shows nearly one-third of all of the remittances sent from the U.S. to Mexico originated in California. That's at $1.7 billion. Just over 14% from Texas, 5.1% from Illinois, believe it or not. Recently obtained numbers show the remittance sent to Mexico totaled 2.3% of Mexico's gross domestic product. Think about it. They look at the United States and the illegals coming over here as a big financial boon for their nation's economy. Forbes has reported that the money sent from the U.S. to Mexico by immigrants replaced oil revenues as Mexico's number one source of foreign income. Think about that. Some 90% of all remittances sent worldwide are in cash, rather than by electronic or bank transfer. According to Alex Murphy, who's director of mobile partnerships at the company World Remit, which operates in 47 states in the U.S., she said the market for money transfer services in the U.S. was very diversified. We're talking hundreds of companies that are regulated by the states. Individuals using cash transfer services are required to show identification, but not immigration status. Foreign-issued IDs, however, can be used, according to an analysis by the Congressional Research Service. The Remittance Status Verification Act, introduced by then-Senator David Vitter from Louisiana in 2014, it was never passed into law, would have fined senders of international cash transfers 7% of the transfer amount if they could not show proof of status under U.S. immigration laws. If enacted, such a law could slow the flow of those payments considerably, according to David Landsman, executive director of the National Money Transmitters Association. In remarks published in the Remittance Industry Observatory newsletter, Landsman said that forcing remittance companies to be immigration enforcement agents would make remittance volumes plummet in the best of times. Their transactions would then go through more informal methods and become completely opaque to law enforcement. Now, we have known for years that most migrants slip into the U.S. illegally for jobs. Jobs that offer no real futures to Mexico, in Mexico, or slim. And most Mexicans lack really good education because of dollars and cents. It's a simple case of money. No reasonable person fails to understand the desperation that drives those from Mexico and all of Central America to the U.S. southern border. It's all about money. Additionally, it is unquestionable that the families of those illegals are dependent in part, and often totally dependent, on income sent back to Mexico from employed illegals in the U.S. That being said, those $26.1 billion taken out of the U.S. economy hurt the United States. How? Let me explain. No one knows the exact number, if there even is one, but experts state payroll dollars, not all other dollars, but especially payroll dollars, roll over five times in the markets where it's spent. Let's look at a simple example. Let's look at two guys. One is Joe the Worker. Joe the Worker is an American, a legal American. He's married, has four children. He makes $2,000 a month. Joe takes home $1,600 of that. $400 goes for federal, state, and local taxes, if there are any. Joe pays $600 in rent, $100 in utilities, $400 in food, $200 for auto spends, $100 for clothing, $100 for medical prescription drugs expenses and seeing a doctor if he needs to, and $100 left over for miscellaneous expenses. Now, Jose is an illegal. Jose the Worker is married with four kids too, and he too makes $2,000 a month. Jose takes home $2,000 a month. He doesn't pay taxes. He's paid in cash. Jose and his family share a house with his brother. They each pay $300 in rent. Jose pays, just like Joe, $400 for food. He shares the car with his brother. He pays $100 for gas. He too pays $100 for clothing, another $100 for drugs. The difference is Jose sends $1,000 a month to his mother in Mexico. Of Joe's $2,000, $400 deducted for federal and state income tax and his share of Social Security and Medicare, which are matched by his employer. That money goes into the federal government coffers and those of the state and his local authority. Jose pays none of that. Both Joe and Jose's rent money goes to their landlord, as does cash for food, gas, and drugs. It stays local. The federal and state government have $400 that goes to pay on government infrastructure for roads on which Joe and Jose drive, hospitals, and the schools which his children attend. The stores where he buys food and clothing and the utility company have money he pays them for them to spend paying their employees, who in turn spend their checks in the town. Joe's paycheck is spent 100% on goods and services from the federal and his state and local governments. Jose's $2,000, with the exception of what he pays for rent, utilities, gas, and food, and of course, his prescription drug costs, are paid to those in Mexico rather than being spent in his U.S. town. Just a small percentage of the portion of his local payments support government and public services that he and his family use, like roads, school, medical facilities, all those kind of things. Yet he sends money home to Mexico that is paid into the Mexican economy there instead of that in the U.S. If, as economists claim, payroll dollars roll over five times in the markets wherein employees work and live, Joe's $2,000 makes a $10,000 economic impact on his town, his state, and the U.S. federal government. Of Jose's $2,000, only $1,000 goes into that rollover cycle. The impact of his pay is just half that of Joe's, or $5,000. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Well, let's look at it. First of all, being in the United States without permission is not only wrong, it's a crime. I and many others struggle to even in conversation get beyond that point when discussing illegal immigration. And it is stupefying that such illegalities are even allowed to occur every day in the United States, but they are. Many in our federal government simply turn their backs on the rule of law in this instance purely for political purposes. And they couch it by saying, oh, we have big hearts and they're struggling there and we just need to help them. We're better than that. Secondly, illegals eat up the U.S. infrastructure with very little contribution for doing so, while law-abiding Americans foot the bill, pretty much 100% of it. The two primary targets of their consumption, without any or very little economic input on their part, are medical facilities and public schools. And we're not even talking about the social benefits that many illegals take advantage of. That makes this explanation just explode. The added weight of Spanish-speaking only children in U.S. schools impacts how schools can even operate. It forces bilingual teachers to be provided, which comes at additional taxpayer expense. And often, children of illegals, when they get here, are significantly deficient in their level of education when enrolling in U.S. public schools. This forces schools to adjust curriculum and age grade participation processes that impact U.S. children in major ways, little of which are positive. And we cannot forget one major consideration in this issue. Jose takes a job that would be available for an American who is abiding by all the rules and whose income is spent totally in the United States. Yes, there are those who maintain that Mexican illegals primarily and other Central and South America illegals perform in jobs that Americans will not work in. There's no factual basis for that premise, though there certainly are some of those positions to which it is pertinent. We don't know how many. But even if 50% of those jobs end up with illegals instead of Americans, 50% could have gone to legal American citizens, and that portion of that income would have stayed in the United States. So what's the fix, folks? There's no magic here. Stop illegal immigration. There's no substitute for that. There's no better fix for the problem than doing that. Many conflate the issues purposely. It certainly is true that there are millions of people, not just from Mexico, not just from Central or South America, but from almost every other country on earth, who want to live in the United States primarily for economic opportunity. The United States legally already accepts 1 million immigrants annually, legally. And that number, that 1 million, is more than do all the other countries on earth combined. Think about that. The United States lets an equal number of people legally immigrate into the U.S. every year, as do all other countries on earth, approximately 192 of them combined. The U.S. really cares for the poor and needy. We really do. Billions and billions and billions of dollars are paid by United States taxpayers to do so. But the U.S. infrastructure cannot survive under the weight of those who soak up its resources with little, if any, economic contribution. That doesn't even consider the social and criminal justice illegals bring to the United States. Stop giving financial incentives to those who come here. U.S. employers are just as guilty in many cases as the illegals, sometimes more guilty. If they would not hire workers that are illegal, their incentive for their coming would be severely limited. Most of those employers do so to dodge paying payroll taxes. They pay them in cash, and they are able to hire illegals at a much lower wage than they pay legal immigrants and American citizens. Why? Illegals are not in the U.S. system, as are legal immigrants and Americans. so those employers can get away with shortcuts at not only the government's expense, but by not paying into benefits for illegals as they do for legal workers. And they pay illegals much less. The next thing that can be done? Minimize the massive amounts of dollars that leave the U.S. from those workers sending large portions of their pay back to Mexico and other Latin American countries. That could easily be accomplished. Just limit the legal ways for them to transfer those bucks. Several of those companies that process such payments internationally are listed above. Congress could easily pass legislation, could pass that law that David Vitter from Louisiana put on the table in 2014. It would have not limited it. It would have regulated it and would have charged 7% of what is sent when the immigrant in the United States that sends money cannot prove that they are here legally. That would force these companies and all banking institutions to require full identity verification for all those who transfer money out of the U.S. and could charge a percentage transfer fee for every transfer. Do the math. Of the $26 billion transferred in 2017, assess a 5% fee. Not 7. Cut it down a couple of notches. A 5% fee that would help make up the cost to America's infrastructure used every day by those illegals that so far have been provided by American taxpayers free of charge. Hey, here's an idea. That could even be applied to the cost of the wall at the southern border. This is all just a piece of the big problem America's federal government keeps dancing around: illegal immigration. There's no need for us to discuss details any further. I think everybody in America understands what the problem is, why it exists, and we know multiple ways that our federal government could take care of the problem. And we all know them. But it certainly is time to right the ship of immigration and take our country back to the rule of law. Everyone who lives and visits the United States should abide by every law in place in every city, every state, and anywhere in the U.S. And those who violate the law should pay the legal penalty for doing so in every case. Short of doing that, the U.S. is headed towards certain anarchy. I know, I'm not an alarmist. I'm a realist. But you know what? Think about this. How long will law-abiding Americans continue to stand by and watch our federal government allow illegal migrants to soak up our tax dollars and break our laws with impunity? We've not reached a tipping point of any kind yet. But in American history, don't forget, there are examples of Americans saying enough is enough and doing something about it that government won't do. Americans will do something about government wrongdoing, you can bet. Let's don't go there. Let's fix the problem. We know what the problem is. We know what causes the problem. We know the root. We know the reason for it existing. All of the reasons for it existing. And we know how to fix it. Let's fix the problem now. Thank you for joining us today at truthnewsnet.org. We're glad you're here. We're here every day. And listen, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, not just in Washington, D.C., but all around the world that you need to know about. We're here for you. We're doing the research. We bring you the facts. Nothing but facts at truthnewsnet.org. In the meantime, be vigilant. Watch and do the research yourself. Don't let anybody tell you the way it is. You're better than that. Till we talk again, have a great day.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant. Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.